ॐ श्री महागणपतये नमः। ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं नमः बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो वी हैव कवर्ड टू मंत्रास इन द सेकंड मुंडका फर्स्ट सेक्शन. The first mantra itself presents how all the beings have actually originated from Brahman. The first mantra presents Brahman as the Sagunam Brahma. This is Sagunam Brahma, the reality with its inseparable power is known as Sagunam Brahma. Then the second mantra we saw, the same reality is presented as pure Nirgunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma means seeing the reality in the standpoint of reality, what exactly this reality is Nirgunam Brahma. The reality from the standpoint of reality itself, what is it? It is of the nature of knowing. It is of the nature of consciousness. That's our first derivative. In this consciousness, reality, kingdom of consciousness, there is no other form. And consciousness has no form. Reality is kingdom of consciousness. Nirgunam Brahma. And we understood the second mantra, how the consciousness is even parataha aksharat paraha param. It is even distinct from the power, even though it is not distant from the power, distinct from the power. Your power is not even countable. Best is mithya. And what is that which is endowed with the power? The source of the power is the absolute. Absolute reality. The most exalted. There's nothing which is beyond consciousness. When you see everything in the world, we can say what is beyond what? The sense organs are beyond the world, means the sense organs are distinct from the world, which perceive the world and thereby which then existence in the world. And mind is beyond the sense organs. It is the mind which enable sense organs function. Then what is beyond the mind? If you ask, we say, beyond means distinct. We say consciousness, say the reality, the absolute reality as the knower, is beyond the mind, knower of the mind. The who is the knower of the mind? It is consciousness. And it is this reality in the realm of consciousness, pure knowledge, is of the nature of pure existence. And how we understood that the second mantra actually again unfolded the nature of the reality. We saw that. We are going to see the next mantra. In the previous mantra, let us see the second mantra once, then we'll go on to the third mantra, the new mantra, today's mantra. In all Upanishad verses are actually known as mantraha. Anything from Veda, we call it a mantra. Divyo hyamurtav purushas sabahya bhyantaro hyajaha. Aprano hyamana shubra hyakshara paratav paraha. Divyo hyamurtav purushaha sabahya bhyantaro hyajaha. Aprano hyamana shubra hyakshara paratav paraha. Here there's an expression, amanaha, apranaha. This absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the only truth of the whole cosmos, the truth of the knower, truth of the world, known world, the only swarupam of the knower in the world. You know, obtained from pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And this Atma or Brahma is apranaha amanaha, is free from mind, is free from pranas, means distinct, free from, means consciousness does not have the mind. The reality does not have the mind. Reality does not have the pranas. And this one word is taken here. Again, further is explained in the following mantra. Why? Consciousness doesn't have pranaha, manaha. Because consciousness is the absolute reality, which is timeless reality. Mind itself has no independent existence outside of consciousness. Prana does not have independent existence outside of consciousness. The consciousness is free from mind and prana. But what is mind? Of course, mind is consciousness. Prana is consciousness. Why? Because mind and prana enjoy their existence in consciousness. To explain, that the further mantra comes. Now, elaboration of what is said in the second mantra. That is the third mantra. Etasmat jayate pranaha. Doubt comes. Why should we say consciousness does not have prana? Brahman does not have prana. Free from prana. Look at this. Etasmat jayate pranaha. Manaha sarvendriyani cha etasmat jayate prana manas prano manas sarvendriyani cha kham vayur jyotirapah prithivi vishvasya dharini kham vayur jyotirapah prithivi vishvasya dharini. So here, pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyani, sarvendriyani. Pranaha, manaha, sarvendriyani. The phenomenon called mind, all indriyani, all 10 powers, the totality of 10 powers, totality of minds, totality of pranas. So pranaha, manaha, sarvendriyani stand for even sukshma prapanchaha. The totality of subtle manifestation. All of them are what? Elementals. The next, kham, vayuhu, jyotihi, apaha, prithivi, kham, space, vayuhu, air, jyotihi, fire. The word jyotihi literally means light also. Here you take it as fire, agnihi. Apaha, water, waters. Apaha is a bahuvachana shabda. Nitya Bahuvachana Shabdaha. Apaha. Waters. Prithivi, earth. Prithivi. And the adjective for Prithivi, Vishvasya Dharini. Vishvasya Dharini, Prithivi. Vishwam dharati iti vishwasya dharini. Vishwam dharati iti vishwasya dharini. Dharini means she who supports the earth, supporter of the universe. So now take these five elements. Kham, Vayuhu, Jyotihi, Apaha, Prithivi. All five elements. Then Pranaha, Manaha, Sarvendriyani, elementals. Subtle elementals, but subtle manifestations. All of them have originated from Jayate. Etasmat Jayate. Etasmat means from this. Etat Brahma. Etasmat from this Brahman. From this Brahman means what? From this reality, absolute reality, the truth of the whole Jagat, therefore Brahma, which is there as one's own self. From this means from this Atma, which is there as one's own self also. From that Brahman, which is there as a self of every individual, this universe has come into existence. So here, the Srishtihi is discussed in two forms. Bhuta Srishtihi means creation of the elements and the creation of elementals. Actually, first, elements must have been discussed first, then elementals must have been discussed. But still, we should not give too much of importance for the order, because Srishti itself is discussed just for us to understand how Brahman is the truth. So elementals came, all elementals have come into existence from Brahma. And also all elementals also come into existence from Brahma. Elementals, we say bhautika, bhautika prapanchaha, the world of elementals. In bhuta prapanchaha, the world of elements. Anyway, elements and elementals, the world consists, the whole cosmos is an elemental model. So everything has come into existence from Brahma. Just to say this, this mantra says, etasmat jayate pranaha manaha sarvendriyani cha kham vayuhu jyotihi apaha prithivi vishvasya dharini. So jayate singular verb. So we have to take it as what? Manaha jayate, etasmat pranaha jayate, etasmat manaha jayate, etasmat sarvendriyani jayante, kham jayate, vayuhu jayate, jyotihi jayate, apaha jayate, prithivi jayate, vishvasya dharani prithivi jayate. So yete sarve jayante, all these originate from Brahma. All elements and the elementals have originated from Brahma. Which Brahma? The Brahma, the reality, which was discussed in the previous mantra as the Nirgunam Brahma. Apranaha, Amanaha. From that Brahma, everything has come into existence. Which means, I already said, the Brahman is endowed with the power, the Shaktihi. The Shakti is given two different names. One name is Maya, another name is knowledge. One name is ignorance, another name is knowledge. And when do you give this name? The power manifest is given the name knowledge. Power unmanifest is given the name ignorance. Okay, but what is the Brahman, the source of the power? The source of this power, the unmanifest power ignorance, manifest power knowledge, the source of the power is pure knowledge. The source of the power is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, or pure awareness. Why do you use the term pure? Because it is free from this power. Free from this power means what? It is distinct from the power. It is not distant from the power. It's inseparable from the power. In fact, the power is consciousness. Unmanifest power is knowledge. Manifest power also is knowledge. But when do we call it knowledge and ignorance? To distinguish the source of the power from manifest knowledge, we use the term pure knowledge. You give the adjective pure. So power manifest is knowledge. Power unmanifest is ignorance. The source of the power is pure knowledge. Source of the power is pure knowledge. Therefore, manifest knowledge is power. Unmanifest knowledge is unmanifest power. It's also, the manifest power is knowledge. Unmanifest power is ignorance means both are power only. Unmanifest is also power. Ignorance is power. Manifest is also power. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is power. But unmanifest and manifest powers. And this power, please listen to me carefully. This power is pure knowledge. That the source of the power is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. If the power is mithya, the power does not have independent existence of its own. Power is mithya. The power cannot exist by itself independently without the source. Like heat cannot exist independently without the fire. Similarly, this power cannot exist independently without its source. It is mithya. For mithya power is satyam brahma. Mithya power is satyam brahma. Therefore, now you can say anything mithya is as good as non-existent. Then what is there now originally? When you say the power itself is mithya, so ignorance is mithya. This manifest knowledge is mithya. The source of the power alone is satyam. Therefore, we can say finally, there is no really speaking. What is only pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is Brahma. And that Brahman is actually you. You are that Brahma. Essentially, you are that Brahma. This is the fact revealed by the Upanishads. So here mithya means what now? So all these elementals are, elements are also elementals. They're all just the words, the meaning of the words. Without a word, a form doesn't have existence independently. A form is denoted by a given word. Word alone denotes a form. If without Brahma, Brahman is the substance, and all these are just substantives, non-substantial forms. Mithya means non-substantial forms. Why? Now, why would you say mithya? Mithya means it doesn't have independent existence. Does not have independent existence means they do not have substantiality of their own. You will say wave is mithya, water is satyam. What does it mean? Wave is a form which does not have independent existence of its own. Which means wave has no substantiality. Water is the substance. Wave has no substantiality of its own. Similarly here, all these elements and the elementals also have no substantiality of their own. Do not have independent existence of their own. They're all mithya. Therefore, what he wants to say is, definitely, this Brahma consciousness is absolutely pure, free from mind, free from pranas, and free from sense organs, free from elements, free from all the elementals. That is what is said here. We've got next mantra. We'll see the first mantra, the whole meaning finally. Next. This discussion of the universe or elements have originated from Brahma. All elementals have come from Brahman also. This mantra doesn't say much. What is implied is just to show this universe. If the universe has originated from Brahma, the universe is effect. The cause of the universe is Brahma. I'm carefully using the term. The universe is the effect because the universe has originated from Brahma. The universe has originated from Brahma. If universe is the effect, from the standpoint of the universe, the karyam, karya prapanchaha, cause of the universe is Brahma. If Brahman, the cause of the universe is Brahma, now tell me, karana karya yoho, between the cause and effect, what is the distance? There's no distance between cause and effect. No effect can exist independently without the cause, and no cause is away from the effect. Your cause is in the form of the effect. Karanameva karya rupena bhati. Karanameva karya rupena bhati. Karyam karanat vyatirittam. Effect is non-separate from the cause. Cause is non-different from the effect. There's no distance. But still use these two words, cause and effect. Because effect does not have independent existence of its own, effect cannot be counted as a parallel reality. Effect cannot be counted as something parallel to the cause. We can't say cause and effect. When can we use this word and? And can be used if they are two different things. If the effect can exist independently without the cause, then we can say cause and effect. Effect of the cause, we can say. You can't say cause and the effect. Because effect cannot be counted. Because it does not have independent existence. Why we cannot count the effects? Why can't all the effects be counted? Because no effect has independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is non-countable. Because it is mithya. Then effect is satyam. This is the lesson, important lesson. That's why Brahman is presented as the karanam. Whenever in all the Upanishads understand this, if Brahman is presented as the karanam, what it wants to show is the jagat is karya, means jagat has no independent existence of its own, which means the whole Jagat is appearance of Brahma. The simple teaching, very simple teaching. The whole Jagat is Brahma. Look at the whole Jagat as Brahma, we say it is Ishvara. The whole Jagat is Ishvara. Okay, that is made very clear. So, continues again. For that purpose, it is continued here. Okay, next mantra, will you next mantra?
Swamini, can I ask a clarification here?
Yeah.
The Dharni Vishwasya, that means supporter of everything. The support is it the Brahman which is the supporter of all these elementals? And
we understand here, Vishwasya Dharini, adjective of Prithivi. See, to adjust the matter, they have put something there, okay? Vishwasya Dharini is a Prithivi there. Prithivi, earth is a supporter of the universe, means earth alone gives food, thereby sustains the beings. The absolute supporter, absolute substratum of the earth itself is what? Everything is Brahma. See, elements become elementals also. Elementals are elements. All elementals, Bhautika Prapanchaha, is or essentially all Bhutani, Pancha Bhutani. So Bhutani, elements, Bhautika elementals. But this Bhuta, all these Bhutas, all these Bhautikani, where have they originated from? Elements themselves have come into existence from Brahma. Means all elementals also have originated from Brahma. They have come into existence from Brahma means we have to be very careful, because all of them enjoy their existence in Brahma. When I say, it's not like a child being born out of mother's womb. It is not like pot being created out of clay. Pot is created, isn't it? Out of clay. Like that, we don't say elementals have originated from Brahma, means that they have been created out of Brahma. Doesn't mean that. What it means, the pot made of clay does not have independent existence of its own without the clay. Similarly, all these elements do not have independent existence of their own. The order is just to say the subtlest element is always started. We begin with subtlest element. Come. The same thing comes in Taittiriya Upanishad also, which we have seen, people have already studied with me, but anyway, we say Akashad Vayuhu, Vayor Agni, Agnera Paha, the order comes. Here also, Kham Vayuhu, Jyotihi, Apaha, Prithvi. Same order is presented. All the elementals have come into existence from Brahma. Means, what about the elementals? All elementals also come into existence from Brahma. Instead of saying all elementals, just use the subtle elementals. The subtle elements and subtle elementals. Later on, we can understand gross elements and the gross elementals. All of them have come into existence from Brahma. Means it implies the entire Jagat has come into existence from Brahma. There, Vishwasiddharin does not mean Brahma, it means the earth. Because earth is supporter of all the beings. Like, how does it support? By sustaining. It sustains the living beings by giving food. That's extra word. Because we did not pay much attention to this because our focus is on Brahma now. Isn't it? We're all focusing on Brahma. So repeat, it's a simple, very, very basic lesson. The Jagat is non-separate from Brahma. The universe, the whole universe appearance of Brahma means, understand all elementals and the elementals, the whole world, we can say, non-substantial nama-rupa, form and name. What is this universe? Universe is non-substantial form and name. When you say the whole universe is non-substantial form and name, what about the elements? All elements, all the elementals, you can include the living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, the actions, the results of the experience of pairs of opposites, the laws, everything is non-substantial nama-rupa. Why? All of them, nothing which forms part of the universe has independent existence of its own. Anything which does not have independent existence of its own is not countable. Then it is mithya. What is that which alone is in the hum of everything? That is Brahma. And the Brahman, we say, is one. But therefore, the whole cosmos is actually what is only Brahma. Means you are negating. See, when you say Brahman is one, we don't say what is only Brahma. Means you are negating the power as mithya. The whole jagat can be reduced to one word, jnanam. What is that? Manifest power. The whole universe is manifest power called knowledge. This power resolved is what? Ignorance. Is something called ignorance really? There is no such thing called ignorance. The power unmanifest is called ignorance. The power manifest is called knowledge. Really speaking, there is no power. And this power is non-countable as mithya. Mithya means as good as non-existent. Therefore, there's no such a thing called ignorance. Really. There's no such a thing called. Then what is there? The source of the power alone is satyam, which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. It is Brahma, isn't it? So here ultimately, we need to arrive at it. So this whole jagat is, see, jagat is another word for Brahma. In fact, jagat properly understood is Brahma. What is this jagat? Universe understood correctly, seen, perceived correctly is Brahma. What is ocean? Ocean properly seen is water. You can see there's two ways of saying what is there is ocean, what is there is water, only water. You have to resolve the nama-rupa ocean in water. It's called cognitive resolution. Cognitively, you have to resolve the form and name in its truth. The whole universe is resolvable cognitively in Brahma. What is only Brahma.
Thank you, Swami.
Yeah, that is the thing. So, without giving too elaborate description of the word, just presence the subtle elementals and elements. Now we see in this word, in this next mantra. So, subtle elements, the elementals, when you say prana, etc., all the Hiranyagarbha. Samashti pranaha, the totality of pranas. Samashti manaha, totality of antakaranams. Samashti indriyani, all indriyani together. Totality of subtle bodies is what? Hiranyagarbha. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha is the subtle world. Subtle world is subtle body of Ishvara. Which means Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha itself is what? Subtle manifestation. The whole subtle world is Ishvara. When you say all the minds are Bhagavan, all the sense organs are Bhagavan, all the organs of actions are Bhagavan, all pranas are Bhagavan. When you look at it, we call Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha, is Bhagavan. Hiranyagarbha is a name attributed to Brahma. It's only Hiranyagarbha. All subtle world is Hiranyagarbha, which is Ishwara, which is Brahma. Then we go to Virat. Look at next mantra now. Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Surya. Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Surya. Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Surya. Dishashrotre Dishashrotre Vagvivrutascha Vedaha. Vagvivrutascha Vedaha. Vagvivrutascha Vedaha. Vayuh prano hridayam vishvamasya. Vayuh prano hridayam vishvamasya. Padbhyam prithivi hesha sarva bhutantaratma. Padbhyam prithivi hesha sarva bhutantaratma. Padbhyam prithivi hesha sarva bhutantaratma. This is again a beautiful mantra. The whole cosmos is Bhagavan. Whole cosmos is Bhagavan means whole cosmos is Ishwaraha. Whole cosmos is Ishwaraha means whole cosmos is manifestation of power of reality. Whole cosmos is manifestation of power of reality means whole cosmos is knowledge. Sarvam Jnanam. And whole cosmos is manifestation of power of knowledge called Jnanam, means whole cosmos is Brahma. Why? Manifestation is Brahma. Manifest power is Brahma. Knowledge is Brahma. Whole cosmos is Brahma. And if you personify that Brahma, so subtle manifestation, enjoy existence in Brahma. And now, because subtle manifestation, gross manifestation enjoys its existence in subtle manifestation. Gross universe does not exist independently outside of subtle universe. Subtle universe does not exist independently outside of Brahma. So here, Agnir Murdha. We have in Vishnu Sahasranama, there's a Dhyana Shloka. And that Dhyana Shloka actually, literally, it has been given based on this verse only, based on this mantra. We see everything as Ishwara. What is Bhagavan's feet? What are Bhagavan's feet? We have to start from the feet. What are Bhagavan's feet? Bhuhu padau. Bhuhu Padau. 2 feet of Bhagavan are in the form of earth. Don't literally go and search for feet now. We go to temple, we can look for feet. Oh my God, I want to see the feet. The priest is not showing the feet. We struggle to look like this. Try to look for the feet. In temples where we have murti, we can try to see the feet. But really speaking, the whole earth is Bhagavan's feet. Bhuh Padau. Bhuhu Padau. Yes, yeah. There we say, Nabihi Viyat. Bhagavan's Viyat Nabi, navel of Bhagavan is the space. This whole space is Bhagavan's Nabi. Asuhu Anilaha. Asuhu breath. Bhagavan's breath is what? Air is Bhagavan's breath. Anilaha Asuhu. Bhuhu Padau. Nabihi Viyat. Viyat is Nabihi. Asuhu Anilaha. Anilaha air. Air is Bhagavan's breath. Chandra Surya Uchanetre. Sun and moon are Bhagavan's eyes. Don't go and search for Bhagavan's form. When you see the sun, you are seeing Bhagavan's eye. You see the moon, you are seeing Bhagavan's eye. When you see the wind blowing, when you're able to breathe, exhale, inhale, that is Bhagavan's breath. Wherever you are walking in Bhagavan's. The entire space is Bhagavan's navel. Bhuh Padau Yasya Nabhir Viyad Asu Viyad Asu Chan Viyad Yes Bhuh Padau Yasya Nabhir Viyad Asura Nilas Chandra Surya Uchanetre. I've reached first line. Bhuh Padau Viyad Nabihi Asuhu Air, Asuhu breath. Breath is Bhagavan. Air is Bhagavan's breath. Sun and moon are Bhagavan's eyes. Karna Vasha. All directions are Bhagavan's ears. Same thing is given here. We'll see that. Shiraha Dyauhu. Bhagavan's head is. Heaven is Bhagavan's head. Or you can say sky above is Bhagavan's head. Either you can say heaven or you can say the worlds above or sky above is Bhagavan's head. Then Bhagavan's mouth. Fire is Bhagavan's mouth. Mukham api dahano yasya vasteyam abdhihi. Bhagavan's abode is ocean. Ocean. The ocean is Bhagavan's residence. Therefore, antaha antastham yasya vishwam. And his world of various beings, khaga. Antastham yasya vishwam. This whole universe is in Bhagavan. The whole universe enjoys its existence in Bhagavan. Yasya antastham vishwam. The whole universe enjoys existence in Bhagavan. Yasya antastham vishwam. The universe of what? Chitram. Chitram means the universe of the wonderful universe of varied innumerable countless beings. There's a list, a small list is given. Khaga, Sura, Sura, Nara, Khaga, Go, Bhogi, Gandharva, Daityaihi, Chitram, Vishwam. is world of innumerable, countless beings, wonderful world of innumerable beings, enjoys existence in whom antastham yasya vishvam sura nara khaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi chitram ram ramyate tam tribhuvana vapusham vishnumisham namami. So all three worlds are Bhagavan's form. Gross universe is Bhagavan's form. Huddle universe is Bhagavan's form. Unmanifest universe also is Bhagavan's form. Tribhuvana vapushaha. Unmanifest universe is Bhagavan. Unmanifest universe is unmanifest power. Ajnana, ignorance, maya is Bhagavan. Subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbha, is Bhagavan. Gross manifestation, Virat, is Bhagavan. With Maya, we give different name. Antaryamishwara Shivaha is Bhagavan. Hiranyagarbha is Bhagavan. Virat is Bhagavan. Which means, all three bodies are, all three worlds are Bhagavan's body. Tribhuvana Vapushaha. So, for Vishnu Sahasranamas, that verse, the source is this mantra. Mantra which we are reading here. Let us sit down. Agnir Murdha. Agnir Murdha. Chakshushi Chandra Suryau Disha Shrotre Vagyuvrutascha Vedaha Vayuh Prano Hridayam Vishwamasya Padbhyam Prithivi Kesha Sarvabhotantaratma. Repeatedly listening, you will see, where am I? Now, why Upanishad is presenting repeatedly again and again this mantra? Repeatedly saying the same thing. We have understood. We all must be bored and tired. I have understood. Everything has come into existence from Brahma. It's only a prakriya. Nothing has been created. Nothing is going to be destroyed. Everything enjoys its existence in Brahma. The whole Jagat is mithya because it doesn't have independent existence. Brahman is satyam because Brahman alone, Brahman is not dependent on anything in the world, Jagat for its existence. We understood. Why you are repeating it again and again? You feel bored, tired. We know Jagat is mithya, therefore the whole Jagat is Brahma. The teaching is very clear. Why? By repeating, you must see, where am I in this picture? Just to help you see, where are you in this picture? Are you there? You're repeatedly saying, all the T-series is only Bhagavan. All the T-series is only Brahma. There's no Bhagavan other than Brahma. Repeatedly seeing why it is repeated. You are helped to see the fact that you are non-separate from Bhagavan. You are not there. Actually, what is only Brahma? If at all you want to say you are, and you are non-separate from Brahma. Essentially, you are non-separate from Brahma. In fact, relatively also, you are non-separate from Brahma. Physical level, you are non-separate from Virat. Subtle level, you are non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. The unmanifest level also, you are non-separate from Ishvara. Absolutely, you are essentially Brahma. You are non-separate from your knowledge. Because it's one, only truth. That is why repeatedly we are not pointed out here. But that lesson has to come to our mind. You know, we have to derive that. Okay. Agnir Murdha. The whole cosmos is Brahma. Virat. What is Virat here? The whole gross universe is Virat. You see, the whole gross universe as Ishvara, Bhagavan, manifestation of knowledge. Then the name given is Virat. You, do you see Virat or do you see the universe? You have to say, all the time seeing is Virat Ishwara, Bhagavan. And why Virat? Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. One who alone shines as many in varieties, varieties, varieties of beings. Vividham Rajate. Palveraha Vadanguvadu. Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. Okay. Now he says, Asya. Okay. Agnir Murdha. See, Murdha is an Akaranta Shabda. Murdhan Shabda. Nominative Murdha. Murdhan becomes nominative Murdha. Murdha means what? Head. Asya Murdha. Agnihi. Asya Murdha Agnihi. The word Agnihi, be careful in Mundaka Upanishad, the words are all used in different, with different meanings. Agnihi literally means fire, but here it means heaven. Be careful, don't say fire is the head of Bhagavan. Okay? Agnihi in this Upanishad means heaven. Agnihi, heaven. Asya Murdha Agnihi means Asya Murdha heaven. Heaven is the head of Bhagavan. Why heaven? The worlds above. Sky and above. The worlds above. All the unknown, unknown worlds above. Unknown worlds above. From Bhagavan's head. That's why we say. Asya Murdha Agnihi. Agnihi ityukte heaven ityartaha. Then Chandra Suryau. Chakshushi Chandra Suryau. There you say Netre. Chandra Suryau cha Netre. Here instead of Netre, you use Chakshushi. Chakshushi is equal to Netre. And the two eyes. But Chandra Surya, sun and moon and the sun are two eyes of Bhagavan. Two eyes of Virat Purusha. You look at the cosmic person. Cosmic being here. Macrocosmic being. The cosmic person. Perumal. Perumal. The big person. The biggest person. We personify the Lord. And sun and the moon form the eyes of this cosmic being. Virat Purusha. Shrotre Dishaha. Dishashrotre. Dishashrotre. All direction. Dishaha. Dish is the word. Shakarant Shabdaha. Consonant ending word. Dish means one direction. Dishaha, all directions. All directions for Bhagavan's ears. Dishaha Shrotre. Then, what is Bhagavan's speech? Vivrutaha Vedaha. Vivrutaha Vedaha walk. Words, Bhagavan's words, Bhagavan's speech, Vritaha Vedaha. Vedaha, this Vedaha stand for all knowledge. Veda stand for all knowledge also. All Vedas, Vivritaha means well explained, well unfolded, well revealed, very popular, well known. Yuvritaha Vedaha, you know, Bhagavan's speech. Shankaracharya says, Prasiddhaha Vedaha, well known Vedas. Now, what is Bhagavan's prana? Bhagavan's breath, Vayuhu. There you come across the word asuhu. Asuhu means breath. Asuhu is equal to pranaha, breath. And asuhu, there, here you come across the word pranaha. But the word here is easier, isn't it? Pranaha vayuhu. The air element is Bhagavan's prana. The gross air element is prana. Prana. Hridayam asya vishvam. Hridayam vishvam asya. Vishvam. Here, this universe, the universe of all beings, is Bhagavan's heart. Heart means mind. Heart, hridayam literally means heart, but heart implies mind. See, where do you see everything? You see everything in your own mind. Similarly, the whole cosmos which is experienced, all beings which are experienced are Bhagavan's mind. All the beings which enjoy existence, which constitute the Jagvishwam, is Bhagavan's mind. You know, when you experience objects, the world which you experience is not outside of your mind. Similarly, the whole world which is experienced is Bhagavan's mind. It's a very subtle lesson. We'll see that again. Vishram. Hridayam Vishwam. The whole world of beings is Bhagavan's heart. Padbhyam Prithivi. Padbhyam Prithivi. Means earth forms the feet of Bhagavan. Typically, this mantra given, it's slightly modified and given is what? Vishnu Sahasranama Dhyana Shloka. Padbhyam Prithivi. Yeshaha hi sarvabhuta antaratma. Sarvesham bhutanam antaratma. Yeshaha. Sarvesham bhutanam antaratma. Sarvabhuta antaratma. Sarva Bhutantaratma. So innermost formless essence of all the beings. Innermost essence of all the beings. What is the innermost essence of all the beings? Brahma. In what form does Brahma obtain as innermost essence of all the beings? Of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Therefore, what it says, there is, when you say heaven is Bhagavan's head, the heaven doesn't exist outside of Brahma. When you say sun and moon are Bhagavan's eyes, no luminary exists outside of Brahma. No source of light exists outside of Brahma. No sun and moon exists outside of Brahma. Are independent of Brahma. Vedas are speech of Bhagavan, words of Bhagavan means Vedas stand for all knowledge. Any knowledge of anything in the world is manifestation of knowledge. Vedas are manifestation of knowledge. All words symbolize, stand for all knowledge. Knowledge, word is an expression of thought. Thought is a manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, and manifestation of knowledge is not outside of its source. Therefore, essentially, we say all words, all knowledge is Brahma. No word is outside of Brahma. No knowledge is outside of Brahma. independent of Brahma. So when you say prana, Vayu is Bhagavan's prana. There's no air element, even though air element is said to be Matarishva, the one who moves in space. But still, there's no such thing called air element which exists independently outside of Brahma. No. Vishwam Hridayam means these innumerable forms denoted by innumerable names associated with the innumerable functions or purposes. This is Vishwam. This Vishwam does not exist. No form, no name, no function, no purpose enjoys independent existence. Nothing is outside of Brahma. They're all mind. Form, Bhagavan's mind means what? Nothing enjoys existence outside of Brahma. Asya padbhyam prithivi, the earth. Earth doesn't exist outside of Brahma, which means the previous mantra said Hiranyagarbha, the total subtle manifestation is manifestation of knowledge, which is Brahma. The entire gross manifestation also doesn't exist independently outside of Brahma. Virat. What it implies is, Shankara Bhagavatpada says in his commentary, in all the beings, that important word, yes, sar antaratma, sarva bhute, sarvesham bhutanam, antaratma, sarveshu bhuteshu antaratma, the innermost essence of all beings. Shankaracharya says here, sarveshu bhuteshu, drashta, shrota, manta, vijnata. Who is the knower? Enjoying the knower status, that which obtains, the one who is there is Brahma. Enjoying the status of being the thinker. There's no thinker other than Brahma. There's no thing knower other than Brahma. There's no hearer other than Brahma. There's no seer other than Brahma. Enjoying the status of being the seer, hearer, thinker, knower, one who is there, that is Bhagavan. It means that which is there is actually Brahma. Brahman, the absolute reality, Brahman is not the seer, not the knower, not the hearer, not the thinker. But there cannot be thinker, knower, seer other than Brahma. From the standpoint of Brahma, if you ask, is Brahman the knower? No. Brahman is not the knower. Brahman is not the seer. Brahman is not the hearer. Brahman is not the thinker. Why? Brahman is the absolute reality which is of the nature of actionlessness. Brahman is not anything. But who is the knower? Who is the thinker? Who is the seer? Who is the hearer? Hearer is Brahma. Knower is Brahma. Thinker is Brahma. Seer is Brahma. Without Brahma, there cannot be function of hearing, seeing, knowing possible. Therefore, the hearer, seer, thinker is Brahma. Which means, the hearer, seer status is all mithya. Hearing is mithya, heard is mithya. Knower status is mithya, knowing is mithya, known is mithya. But the truth of the knower, known knowledge, truth of seer, seen, seeing, The truth of hearer hearing heard is Brahma, that Brahman alone is Satyam. Therefore, everything is Brahma. Seer is Brahma, seen is Brahma, seeing is Brahma. Hearer is Brahma, heard is Brahma, hearing is Brahma. Thinker is Brahma, thinking is Brahma, thought is Brahma. Knower is Brahma, known is Brahma, knowledge is Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma, which is Satyam. Other than Brahma, anything is what? If you see anything other than Brahma, that is Mithya. The Mithya Prapancha is Satyam Brahma. You can resolve the Mithya in Satyam, you can say what is only Brahma. This is the absolute vision. It's a clear vision of the truth. So, in two mantras, Upanishad has beautifully presented Virat is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha is Brahma, subtle manifestation is Brahma, gross manifestation is Brahma. Why? Because the very subtle elements are Brahma, hot elementals are Brahma. Brahman is not elements, Brahman is not elementals, Brahman is not Virat, Brahman is not Ishvara, Brahman is not Hiranyagarbha, but everything is Brahma. It's another way of seeing what is only Brahma. Even if you say anything Mithya is as good as non-existent, Satyam alone is, means you can simply say ignorance is objective knowledge. Knowledge also is objective knowledge. And the knower of knowledge and ignorance is the absolute knower. From the standpoint of known knowledge, from the standpoint of known ignorance, the knower of knowledge and ignorance is Brahma. Anything known is Mithya. Yad drishyam tad Mithya. Anything known is Mithya. Which means there's no, it is not countable, it is, doesn't have independent existence. It means we can say, there's really speaking, there's no ignorance also. What is only Jnanam. And that Jnanam is Brahma. Pure knowledge alone is, which is Brahma. Or else you can say pure consciousness alone is, that is Brahma. Everything else comes and goes. In Brahma. Everything else comes and goes in Brahma. Now, the next mantra. Next mantra, we need to understand carefully because it's not a difficult mantra, but it gives present something from another Upanishad also. This mantra also is presenting the same fact. What is that fact? That all beings which come into existence are non-separate from Brahma. So everything is Brahma. The same fact is repeated. I think it's time now. I'll continue next class, okay? Thank you. These are the, because you have Sanskrit basic understanding now, as you read, mantra become very clear. One fact is repeated. Teaching will be easier for you. I think difficult. The next mantra, I have to discuss a something called Panchagni Vidya. Panchagni Vidya is actually discussed in other Upanishads. In Chandogya Upanishad it is discussed. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it is discussed. In fact, this Panchagni Vidya is a one topic discussed in the Veda Shastra. There, the different stages, the different changes a soul goes through after the death. In between death and birth. In between death and birth, not birth and death. Death and birth. Suppose a part of the karma comes to an end, it gets exhausted, then naturally nobody can stop. The jiva, the mind leaves the physical body. Then after that, until the birth, until assuming another birth, what are the stages a soul, jiva goes through? That is discussed as Panchagni Vidya. That forms a small topic in the Veda Shastra. That is also discussed in our Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. This Upanishad also mentions that. But it's not a very important topic for us to understand. This Panchagni Vidya, the stages are briefly mentioned in this Upanishad, just for us to understand all the beings which come into existence, going through all these changes and stages, are essentially Brahma. That is the teaching. Okay, so we'll see next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.